Good morning. Now, I have a question of great moment. Does your bulletin have the sermon title and the scripture in it? I thought I messed up enough last week. I'll announce it. There will be a sermon. You ain't getting off that easy. So glad you're here. Okay. A couple of things. Diane, are you going to talk about next Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
Right after church today, we would like people to stay so we can practice the palms. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday. 21 years ago, next weekend, the choir stood out on the sidewalk and sang the palms. We want to have as many people as we can sing it in here next Sunday. So please join us right after church. It won't take us long at all. Okay. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a birthday today. Diane Wilcox.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Diane. Happy birthday to you. Have I messed up the order enough?
No.
Okay.
You're doing good.
Okay. I'll sit down.
Just a quick reminder, if you would check your cell phones and make sure they're turned off or on silent, please. And then if you would like to stand and join me with the call to worship. Now, God, we bring you our weakness that we might be strengthened. We bring our discouragements that we might find hope. We bring our emptiness that we might be filled. We bring our anxieties and doubts that we might find peace. We bring our whole lives that we might be used for your will. And now if you'll join me for hymn number 419.
Thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, near, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the purity light of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, near, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, near, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Now, if you'll take a moment to celebrate our peace, share it with others, and give them some Irish love.
Take a moment and look out the window. The sun is shining. Okay? The weather person says no before the end of the day. Prayers that they're wrong. Did it snow this morning? Ah. Well, I wasn't up that early. Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad it's done. As we go to prayer this morning, one to add to our prayer list. And Robin, how old is Edwin? Because when I had that procedure, I was 16. Keep Robin's grandson, Edwin, in your prayers. He's having surgery tomorrow. Ears and throat. Okay. Do I see a tonsils note here? Okay. When you're eight years old, a popsicle will take care of the pain. Okay. Or ice cream. But when you're 16, nothing helps. They wouldn't do that because it was only a tonsillectomy. Uh-oh. You're doing good. Yeah, you're doing very good. Let's remember each other in our prayers. Okay. There's a number of us that are going through a lot of stuff that simply isn't easy. That's the nicest thing that can be said about it. We've got a couple of people who are going through exceedingly hard times. Okay. Please remember Carl. Okay. Carl is at Linwood Manor in Adrian. And he's at a place where he's facing the prospect of not getting better. So keep him much in your prayers. Let us remember our community. Let's remember our state. Let's remember our nation. Let's remember this world. We forget that Jesus came to save us all. And we forget how to act like it. Pardon? Yes. I don't know if you've been following the situation in Haiti at all. But it is, the nicest thing that can be said is it's in total chaos. I was there back in the 1980s. It was bad then. What I'm hearing now is it's, when I was there, looks like heaven compared to the way it is now. As usual, the people that are suffering the most are the women and children. And there's no easy way through this one. I'm really bad about politicians. Politicians ought to know better. And the situation in Haiti is one where the politicians ought to know better. No, that's fine. Diane, you're good. Remind me who they're for. Okay. Okay. The names, when you said prayer quilts, like, oh, I know who they're for, but they their names evaporated. Please, okay, take the moment to lay hands on and pray. Okay? Like I said to the children a couple Sundays ago, the quilts aren't about magic, except for the magic of connecting us together with the people that the quilts are going to and connecting us all as much as we can with God. Yes. That is excellent news. Okay, that is excellent news. Let's bow together in prayer, shall we? Our blessed Jesus, there are things that happen in our lives and in our world that we just don't understand. We don't understand how things can go so wrong so fast. We don't understand the reasons that good people suffer. We don't understand, oh Lord, and because we don't understand, often what we do is we blame you. Help us to remember, oh Lord, that when we blame you, you sent us to take care of things. Your goal is to bring us to the right place and the right people at the right time so that the kingdom of God can become a reality. We know that in the kingdom of God, there's no hunger. In the kingdom of God, there's no sickness. There's no death. Oh Lord, make us instruments of your kingdom. It's for that kingdom we pray every time we join our voices together in the words you taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Could we take just a moment to listen to God in silence? God will speak in turn during prayer. Amen.
If you'll join me for the contemporary affirmation. We worship from grateful hearts, giving thanks and praising God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God has claimed us as his own by sending us Jesus. The Holy Spirit bears witness that Jesus is God's Son. We know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. We worship because we have been called to be Christ's church as a way of saving the whole world. We worship longing for life in Christ both now and in the future. It is life that Jesus says is ours for the asking. We worship seeking the truth about life and for the way the Creator would have us live each day. We worship, listening for the divine word that comes to us through the Holy Scriptures, the sacraments, and the ministries of our fellowship. We worship, believing that we may be touched and healed by God. We worship in the hope that our everyday life may be wondrously changed. We worship in preparation for the next chance we might have to let our Lord reach out through us to make a difference in someone's life at some crucial point. We worship believing in all that is holy, Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen. Now, if you'll please stand if you're able and join in the Gloria.
Don't sit down. Congregational anthem, what are we going to sing? 593.
I
was just thinking the same thing, Leslie.
In the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwelt in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright.
Who will bear my light to them?
Who shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? You have heard you calling in the night. I will go. Love of them, they turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide till their hearts are satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart.
Thank you, beautifully sung. You make an excellent choir. For the Bible tells me so, little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Hello. How are you? Are you good? Yeah, good. That's good to hear. So, the most important question, are the big people making you crazy?
No.
Whoa. Thank you, big people. Isn't it nice to be able to say that? That they're not making you crazy? Now, are you making the big people crazy? Yes.
Yeah.
No? Okay. We have some mixed answers. Some mixed answers. And that's okay. I brought something to show you. Okay? And I brought it in something that... Louder, please. Salt. That's what I brought to show you. Real salt. Yeah, real salt. Why did I bring salt? Jesus taught you salt to teach us how to be like him. Okay? It sounds strange, but, you know, we take salt for granted. You know, one of the things that the doctors tell the big people is don't eat too much salt. Does he? You only put butter on your popcorn? Yeah, but is there salt in the butter? Is there? Yeah. Oh. Okay. Salt usually makes things taste better. It depends on how much we use. Okay. If that. Right now, I wish I had the microphone so I could stick it in your face. The comment was, if you use a little bit of salt, it makes things taste good. Okay? We have someone stealing my children's moment. And that's good. Okay? At one time, salt, okay, was as precious as gold. Because people couldn't get it. And they wanted it because it made food taste better. Okay? Now, our problem is we use too much of it. Jesus used salt to help us learn about how we should live for him. Jesus described us, people who follow him, as the salt of the earth. Okay? The way we live, the way we treat each other, actually the way we treat ourselves, the world a better place. Okay? Don't want too much salt. We don't want too little salt. We want just enough to make everything good. Medium. Somewhere between the extremes. You know what? You all are stealing my children's sermon this morning. You're doing a good job, and that's okay. I like that. So how will we be salt? How will we make our own lives better and the lives of people around us better? That's the question that Jesus wants us to answer. Because that's what Jesus wants us to do. Jesus wants us to show each other love and compassion and help. Whoa. And to treat people the way you want to be treated. Maybe the preacher should shut up this morning. Okay? You got it. You nailed it. That's what it means to be salt. Let's pray, shall we? Thank you, Jesus, that you want us to be salt. And you make it possible for us, oh Lord, to do the good, to show the love, to be the kind of person that makes our own lives and the lives of those around us better, more like the kingdom of God. That's what you want for us. Help us to continue to do that. Hear our prayer. Amen. I think there are some goodies. Thank you for coming. And thank you all for helping. Thank you. Did you get him? Yeah. Yeah. What do you think? Should I put him outside? Will you help? Thank you. I think I'm good. I'm trying to be rebellious today. Because if I don't do this stuff myself, I'll never get strong again. Ta-da! Now, I hope you can do the same thing when the sermon's done. And not just because the sermon's over.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, all of ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you that the daffodils are starting to peek through the grass. We thank you, O Lord, that the grass is starting to look green. We thank you for all the reminders that you're giving us that winter is soon over and it will be time to plant. O Lord, help us to get ready. Help us, O Lord, to plant generously. And help us, O Lord, to have a rich harvest. From what we've already harvested, we bring our gifts. Take them and use all for the glory of your kingdom. Hear our prayer. Amen. Our hymn of preparation for this morning is 172.
My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, Lord Jesus, 'tis now.
Thank you. You may be seated. The sermon title, if you care to make note, is Salt is Good. All right? The scripture focus will be Mark 9, verse 50. Depending on which translation of the Bible you have, some of the translations run verse 49 and 50 together. Okay? I was hoping to not deal with verse 49, but it's okay. Because verse 49 says, "For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amongst the things that we were talking about at Mike's Coffee is how difficult it can be to sort through scripture passages. And I will admit that I was trying to avoid verse 49 because for the longest time I didn't understand it, and I really can't claim to understand it now. Okay? The closest I've come to being able to understand it is that in the ancient world, okay, the way you got salt was you went to a salt lake or the ocean and you boiled the water off of it. What was left over was salt. So one of the ways to read this is everyone will go through a process that makes them even more salty. But salt that has lost its flavor, what do you do with it? Now, what is my bid for this shaker of salt? $0.10? Okay. 11. 11 now 12. Do I hear 13? $1. At one time, this was the same as gold. You ever wonder where the word salary came from? Part of the Roman legionnaire's salary His pay was salt. Now my doctor tells me I shouldn't have so much. That was once as precious as gold. People would travel far to get it. They would kill for it. They would die for it. They would die without it. Every major religion in the world gives it an important role. It has been severely taxed and tightly controlled. It is vital to billions upon billions of dollars of manufacturing. It's salt. You ever wonder why you throw salt over your shoulder? Okay. How do you get good luck, though? You drive away evil. Okay. Salt purifies. Okay. I apologize to our new custodian. Get away. Salt had religious meaning as well. Anytime anything was offered to God, any sacrifice, had to be with salt. Because salt was precious. Salt purifies. Okay. Young ones, by young, I mean people under 30. I'm sorry, but compared to me, you're young. Do you know what a cured ham is? And you know how it's cured? It's salted. How do you preserve things like fish and meat? You salt it. We don't do that much anymore. Now salt is so common, we don't think about it. That's unless our doctor tells us to cut down on it. Okay? Salt has been reduced from something golden to a mere condiment. It's no longer precious, and as a condiment, it's one most of us would be better off avoiding. You have a problem with bitter coffee? You happen to be diabetic? A little salt takes the bitterness out. Who knew? As salt became more common, other things than its value changed. It moved from something essential just to live into something that drains life away. Salt can be toxic. Salt can kill. A little is precious. A lot is poison. In the culinary business, Dave, does salt still cover a multitude of sins? We're not going to confess that one. That was what I was taught. It can cover a lot. Okay. Now, salt became more modern, or salt became more common. It became a commodity. Other things about it changed too. Salt lost it. Christians lost it as a symbol of how we are to live our faith every day. We lost another way to understand how we are to be in the world. In so many ways, salt has lost its saltiness. It's valueless. How does it get salty again? Salt has always been, just not the way we're accustomed to seeing it, especially from a box bought in the store or a shaker on the table. Salt is essential for all living things. No salt, no life. It's not merely a flavoring for food. The sun and wind dried the water that held the salt. That was probably how salt was discovered, as something that could change the taste of food. People gathered it at ocean shores, at salt marshes, or salt lakes like the Dead Sea. In ancient times, there was no way to purify the salt other than evaporation. It was mixed with all sorts of debris. Now, sodium chloride is what we now call pure salt. Often, sodium chloride would only be a small part of the stuff called salt. The sodium chloride could leach out of what the ancients called salt, and then it was worthless. In Jesus' day, salt had extraordinary value. It was used to season and preserve food. It was used for money. As I already mentioned, the Roman legionnaires' pay in salt was where we get the word salary. It was used in industry. It was used to dye fabrics. It was used in religion. You read through Leviticus, you'll see that even in ancient Judaism, salt was very important to worship. Almost every sacrifice had to have salt with it. It was used as a symbol of friendship. It was used as a symbol of peace. It was used as a symbol of covenant. It was used to seal a promise. In Bible times, to be the salt of the earth meant to be a vital, subtle presence pervading and preserving life. It meant being something that makes life worth living. We're talking about a relatively humble, yet widely recognized and broadly appreciated ways to make life better. Jesus was telling his followers, telling us to be like salt. He is telling them to be present, recognized, purifying. He was telling them, be preserving. Bring out the best in all that it touches. Make life livable and worth living. Salt. As I've already mentioned back then, salt that had, salt that had lost its savor, its sodium chloride, was totally useless. It was the same as dirt. It was only good to be walked on. The meaning of Jesus' words seems pretty clear. We are to keep what we are supposed to have so we can do what we are supposed to do for God and our neighbor. We're supposed to do it in ways both we and our neighbors recognize. The result is the way of the way we live is to be peace with one another. Now, I know that that word is one that we can argue about. But Jesus picked it. Among the things that we Christians have lost is our peace with ourselves and with one another. All we have to do is look at our local churches, the larger denomination. Are we at peace with one another? It ain't a full-time job. We rarely even talk about peace anymore. And it's too easy to start an argument, which is probably a good indicator that we don't understand peace very well. Sadly, in both our culture and the church, we don't do well with peace. Mostly, we have a superficial notion of what peace is. Mostly, we have reduced peace to a false simplicity. Peace is simple. However, peace is not easy. I think I've told you all that I spent time amongst Quakers. One of the things that I found from the almost 4 years that I spent amongst Quakers is that peace isn't easy. It's work. It takes time set aside to work on peace within ourselves and peace between each other. Do you have a peace moment in your day? Do you have that time when you simply sit and let it all settle? Or are we like most people, constantly juggling? Some of us are going to have more time on our hands than we want.
I know. That's true.
What's it going to look like to have peace within ourselves? What's it going to feel like? My version probably wouldn't set well with you. What will it mean for us to be at peace with one another? What will it mean for us to be at peace with our families, the other people around us? What will it mean for us to wake up to what it means to be peaceful and peacemakers? Dave, did I embarrass you with my question about salt covering a multitude of sins? Okay. I apologize if I did. You two have a great laugh. So does Martha. Okay. What does it take to be salt? I just gave you examples. Oh, good. I'm so glad. I do try to be a...
Well, that's how you started.
That's how I started. Okay. I try to be a peacemaker. Sometimes that's not fun. Okay. Sometimes we can't be at peace with other people because they won't cooperate. Okay. What they do is not our responsibility. What we do is. And I'm looking at Todd because he lives with that every day. And he can still smile. What is it going to take for us to have the self-awareness and the awareness of others that we can flavor the world with peace, like salt flavors food? That's a hard one. That's a hard one. Peace is the flavor we are to bring to life. Peace is the seasoning that Jesus wants us to bring to the world. It's not the cliche of peace. What will peace mean? We decide that. Jesus said it the best himself. It's not the peace the world offers. Only the Holy Spirit brings this peace as a gift of grace. It's the peace of being at one with God. It is quietness and rest, not only in body but in spirit. It is Sabbath for body, mind, and spirit. It is spiritual prosperity. It is hospitality to each other, to neighbor and to stranger. It is not threatening. It is not being threatened. It is consciousness of the presence of Christ. It is letting Christ be the bridge of love between our hearts and every heart. You ever wonder why I started asking if Jesus is here? Jesus wants us to be about peace. Jesus wants to be a concrete experience. doesn't have to be an emotional high. It can be blessed quietness. It can be one of those moments when all of that stuff that's been in our heads and in our hearts just evaporates. We can't make that happen by ourselves. It seems clear that what Jesus taught about being salt pretty well shoots down anything we might use to justify our existence as either stealth Christians or the stealth church. What do you mean, Mike? Stealth Christian, stealth church. You have to be seen. You have to show up on other people's radar. It's one of the reasons why I've started saying, invite everybody to everything. Salt's too busy being salt to be concerned about whether anybody notices. It's too busy being flavorful to care what anybody thinks about it. However, people know when salt's present because they know how bad things are without it. Ever eat a sunny side up egg without salt? Rich the contrarian. Are we the salt of the earth? Or have we lost what we're supposed to have in order to do what we're supposed to do for God and for our neighbor in ways both we and our neighbors recognize? I'm not talking about huge, heroic grandstanding. A little bit of salt. A little bit of compassion. A little bit of humor. A little bit of not making an uproar. When you read the story of creation, do you read how precious God made you? God put a little bit of godness in each one of us. Do we cover it up? Do we seek that of God in the people we meet? Have we lost our value? There are lots of people that are saying the church is no good. There was a time, not very long ago, when this sanctuary was full. I know, Bill, take a deep breath. Have we lost our saltiness? Has the faith, the Christian faith, lost its saltiness? Have we lost our preciousness? Have we lost our value? Have we lost our flavor? Have we lost our peace? Have we left the world without a taste of the spice of the kingdom of God? Amen? Thank you. I managed to not put a closing hymn in the bulletin. I'm on a roll. What shall we sing? 231? 431. 431. Ah, thank you. And once again, no problem, Martha. No sharps or flats. Of course. If you're able, would you stand? Let there Martha, one more time, please. I apologize to you. I'm going to double your salary.
Be peace on earth and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be with God our Creator. Children all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow to take.
If you'll join me for the benediction. As we leave here, Lord, give us a little sun, a little happiness, and some work. Give us a heart to comfort those in pain. Give us the ability to be good, strong, wise, and free. Make us as generous with others as we are with ourselves. And finally, Lord, let us all live as your own one family. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for your prayers over the quilts. Don't run away. There's announcements and there's coffee and food.
And practice.
One announcement is Sheila's email has been hacked, so don't respond. She does not have a niece with cancer. Apparently that's what's in the email. I don't know. So if you get that email, delete it. Let's see, I know we have some, Easter flower order deadline is today. So there's forms out in the narthex and envelopes. If you want Easter flowers, please place that order today. And let's see, if we have anything else? Does anybody have anything else out there? Todd?
Just a reminder for Easter Sunday breakfast, the Men's Fellowship is putting it on. Men's Fellowship could definitely use help. So right after the 8 o'clock service, so around 9-ish, we'll make accommodations for Mike, maybe ending early, of course, right? No. But please come. If you are going to come, I just ask that you sign up. If you don't sign up and you wake up and say, I want to come, come. The sign up is just to give us a general number. It is not signing up to say you're coming and you have to RSVP. It's merely to give us a number so we have enough food. But if we're going to have extra, so if you wake up and you say you want to come and you haven't signed up, come. You are welcome. You're welcome to bring, as Mike, yes, bring salt. And as Mike keeps telling, invite everybody. If you do wish to bring a dish, we most certainly will graciously accept that. You can also write that down and let us know. If you have anything, and of course, I can use help cooking, men's fellowship, cooking, help. So, and I look forward to seeing everyone there.
Leslie, I think, had something. Leslie, to the left there.
I know I typically make this announcement at least once a year, but the village and the school were looking for crossing guards, and it's perfect for people that are retired, that are just looking to get out and do something for 1 hour a day, whether you want to come and help in the morning for an hour or even just in the afternoon for an hour. Heck, if you want to do both, that's even better. But if you are interested and think it might be something you would like to do, please come talk to me. Gary Krause, he is one of our crossing guards. As you know, he is in our prayer bulletin, yeah. And unfortunately, we don't have him right now, so we are very, very short on crossing guards, so please, even if you just want to fill in part-time, I'm open to that, too. Just come talk to me. And the weather's getting nicer. Yes, exactly. Anyone else have anything? Linda?
Easter egg hunt at the church.
Easter egg hunt next Sunday after church.
Holy Week starts next Sunday, folks.
I think that's it. You're good to go for coffee if you'd like. Have a good week, everyone.
Be blessed.